Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, could the extra years people are living nowadays change how we think about the life course? Americans reaching age 65 can expect to live another 20 years, almost double that of their counterparts in 1900. Yet we still think about the life course in ways that made sense when our lives were much shorter. We tend to view the life course as having distinct phases: youth, when we're gaining education; midlife, when we're working for pay and rearing the next generation; and later life, when we're engaging in leisure. But today's longer lives suggest an alternative way of organizing activities across our lives, one that distributes education, paid or unpaid work, and leisure within each phase. Imagine a 70-year-old, or for that matter, a 30-year-old, who takes a class in the morning, works for pay in the afternoon, and relaxes or volunteers in the evening. Having more varied activities in each phase could maximize our cumulative social and economic contributions and enhance our well-being across our lives.
Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.